I've all my wisdom teeth to up top, to beneath, and yet I recognize my mouth says things that aren't so wise. But when I sing my darling's praise, I know I'm right for closing ways. For she's a gem upon this earth, I know to me she will return. Oh, I know it's true, I know it's true, that I was made for her, me too. And I'm confident that she'll think so too. She'll be come back, come back, come back, come back, come back soon. Mornings we have toast and tea. I kiss across the table, she glares right back at me. And when we're getting low on jam, I give her the last spoonful, it's just the way I am. And I'd rather to work each day, even though it's early and work is far away. And I don't even say a thing when she plays the radio so loud you cannot think. Cause I know it's true, I know it's true, that I was made for her and she me too. And I'm confident that she'll think so too. And she'll be coming back, coming back, coming back, coming back, coming back soon.
Crash Test Dummies ramping up that set of music. You're like, whoa, 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 Moxter, you really? I would never put you as a Crash Test Dummies kind of guy. And guess what? That first album of theirs, I actually really, really enjoyed that first album. I did. Just so you know. Coming back soon, the name of the track from the Crash Test Dummies. Before that, how about some Charlie Chesterman? He was in Scruffy the Cat. He passed away in the last couple years, sadly, but that was him with a song called Bread and Butter. I always like playing that one because it also gives ode to Sean Link Lally, formerly of the Frampton Brothers, who wrote that song. There's a Pittsburgh connection. See how that works? Marshall, speaking of Pittsburgh connections, how about this? Marshall Crenshaw, with your my favorite waste of time, a song that he freely admits he wrote in Pittsburgh. He was on tour with Beatlemania, and he was walking around the Stanley at the time, now the Benedum, before the show, and wrote that song. Baseball Project. All right, I'm going to keep the Pittsburgh connections going. Baseball Project with a song about a Pittsburgh Pirate, Harvey Haddix. And Baseball Project coming to town, playing the Thunderbird in August. Walter Salas-Humara, who's been to Pittsburgh. How about that? That's my Pittsburgh connection with Walter from his Explodes and Disappears with a Penelope. Kicking off that. Set of music. Hey, I didn't tell you about the mock. I have a mock coming up in about, let's give it 30 minutes. About 30 minutes. Now, if you're listening on Friday, again, Friday, July 14th, 2023, outside of it's National French Fry Day, but that has nothing to do with the mock. Just thought I'd tell you that in case you wanted a French fry. It's National Nude Day. All sorts of jokes I can try to make, but none of them will be funny because, well, that's how I roll. But so I'm mocking National Nude Day in about a half hour. Baseball Project features members of REM, Scott McCoy of Young Fresh Fellows, Steve Wynn of the Dream Syndicate. Back in the 80s, Steve also did a side project with some members of Green on Red and the Long Riders called Danny and Dusty.
Mama, take this badge off me. Knock, knock, knocking on
Sometimes I come home, don't expect too much. The lights are off now, it's only two. How I wish my breath didn't hurt so much. Then you'd be up, babe, it's only two. It's only two. It's only two. Why don't you sleep? You look as though you need it. Barricades and reasons, they mean nothing to me. Now they mean nothing. All my friends, they laugh. They laughed at all my jokes. I got one more story, it's only two. How I wish my touch could erase the past. You'd be up, babe, it's only two. It's only two. It's only two. Why don't you drink? You look as though you need one. The barricade. Different times, and you'd be up, and we trade stories. It's only two. It's only two. It's only two. Why don't we pretend? It's all we have between us. The barricades and the reasons, they mean nothing to me. Now, why don't you sleep? You look as though we need it. The barricades and the reasons, they mean nothing to me. Now they mean nothing.
Street is dark and folding out mysteriously. Where lies the chance we take to be always working, reaching out for a hand that we can't see? Everybody's got a hold. It's the last thing that's holding me.
station. There rides the cowboy.
Minor Forest wrapping up that set of music with their version of the Little River Band's Lady here on the Viva La Mock radio program. For Minor Forest, how about some Calexico doing Love's Alone Again, or Glenn Campbell in that set of music from his second-to-last album with Guided by Voices, Hold On Hope. Alejandro Escovedo was ticked off at 3 a.m. No, at 2 a.m. He was really mad at 3 a.m., but 2 a.m. Danny and Dusty start off that entire set with their version of Dylan's Knocking on Heaven's Door. Got about 10 minutes before we get to the mock. Don't forget, it is National Nude Day. National Nude Day. So I am making that the theme of the mock. Coming up here in about 10 minutes. What else should I tell you? Oh, I forgot to tell you, in playing some of this twangy stuff, that we've got some twangy shows to think about. Like Whiskey Before Breakfast. It's more than just a fiddle tune. It's also a radio show. And it is not a prescription from your chiropractor. Because really, your chiropractor shouldn't be giving you prescriptions to begin with. You can tune into WRCT on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. for Whiskey Before Breakfast. It's Pittsburgh's most eclectic folk radio program. But that's not it, because it goes from 11 to 1, and then at 1, boom, switches gear, and then all of a sudden it's the Black Diamond Show, which is bluegrass. So for twangy mornings, it's Wednesdays here with Mando Richard right here on WRCT. It's 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. So on my radio calendar, I don't think I got to it because I stopped shows from July. But on, I think it's the first Wednesday in August, got an out-of-town band that is coming to Pittsburgh, coming to Arsenal Lanes. They're called Thrown Out Bones. I've got a copy of their latest release and their earlier release, and I just grabbed one of them and said, hey, here's a song I dig. It's Thrown Out Bones coming to Pittsburgh August 3rd at Arsenal Lanes.
What did I do to deserve this? How did I end up here? It's been so long, but nothing much has happened since. My hands won't run smooth as stone, but my work's not done. And if it's never over, who's to say it's even begun? How would I know? I hold my hands onto the ground and turn the world until the sun goes down. Somewhere to rest these bones. Would you help push this home?
Wrong. No, humor. Floating on the top, seen a crazy stranger having found lamb on the rocks. I said, Joey was this, and Joey was that. But oh, that guy was crazy, what a crazy cat. And no one quite believed it, all rumors are the same. And now something happens, they say. Joey's on the street again.
No.
That is Nick Z's Boss Super Summer. That's the name of the project from Nick Z of the 4019s. Let's rock Steel City. It's always nice when an artist who is now based out in L.A. is writing songs about his hometown. So why not play it? Because it's a fun song to play, wrapping up that set of music here on WRCT. Before that, just let me wrap up this block, let you know what I just played, tell you some other stuff, and then we'll eventually get into this mock. Before the Nick Z, how about Boomtown Rats, Joey's on the Street Again. And then the Thrown Out Bones. The Thrown Out Bones coming to Pittsburgh on August 3rd, playing Arsenal Lanes with a Stone Roller from their When All of This Is Through release. See? I got through it. Now I got to tell you, before I get into the mock, it is, you know, it was National Nude Day all day, so whether you took advantage of that or not, that is your own prerogative. But Nick Z from Nick Z's, I always have to remember how you called that, Nick Z's Boss Super Summer. He reached out to me and he said, "Hey, Mockster, could you let some people know that you can vote for them?" From a radio station in Butler called, I think it's 97.7 Rocks. So maybe try 97.7rocks.com or something like that, where you vote now on Hometown Rock. And even though the 4019s are technically not from Pittsburgh, they do have some Pittsburgh connections. So it's a long website. It's the Grassy Awards. So maybe you can Google that, 97.7 Rocks, Grassy, with a G, Grassy Awards. Homegrown, get it? Homegrown. Vote for them. If you want. No obligation. I know, I just promoted another radio station. How silly of me, but all I promoted really, really, if you think about it, all I promoted was their website. Didn't tell you to listen to them. You're listening to me. What else should I tell you? Oh, before we get to the mock, I want to remind you that the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh, the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city of Pittsburgh for over a decade. They host a vast array of events and exhibitions. They have regular gallery hours on the weekend or by appointment. You can visit them during Unblurred, which is the first Friday of every month from 6 until 9 p.m. For more information, 412-924-0634. Or you can visit them at irmafreeman.org. So we're going to find our way into the mock. The mock... up until about 20 minutes ago, had 7 songs. And Joe reached out with a last-minute request that fits exactly with what the mock is. Now it was National Nude Day. I believe that's how it was worded. Yes, National Nude Day. And so I opted to... I'm not taking songs that are about being naked. They have to have nude in the title. Nude is the requirement for my National Nude Day mock. And the best way to start that off would be with some Cat Power. Nude as the news. It's a National Nude Day mock. Here on the Viva La Mock radio program on WRCT. Thank you.
related to you. He is dying to meet you.
All over, all over, all over. Grocery store greeter, glad to meet and re-meet. Photographer is just a friend, and the people at the open in LifeGuard will bless their hearts, but I was not prepared to see her all naked in some third-rate gallery. Oh, I guess I'm just uncultured and insecure, but I'm not sure. It seems to me that I was doing just fine, but they taking her clothes off in front of the cameras again. And all of the junk between my ears that used to be my mind is up and leaving me behind the times with no hope of coming round. I'm walking the ground beneath which I suppose I wish the light could lie now and then. Ever since she started taking her clothes off in front of the cameras again. Well, I know that she was only doing it for art. But when I see her on that wall, I can't help falling apart. Some of these people couldn't really give a shit about art. She's posing nude again. The photographer is not my friend. And the critic from the paper didn't even come to rate her bum, but I would like to think he would have given it a 10. She started taking her clothes off in front of the cameras again. She started taking her clothes off in front of the cameras.